We hear about some pretty incredible donations to charities, but one man has decided to give away his multi-million dollar property. James Fairfax has gifted one of Australia's grandest historic properties to the National Trust of Australia. Redford Park is a $20 million property in Bowral. It is a beautiful, striking home built in 1887, and it's been owned by Mr. Fairfax, the long former chairman and director of Fairfax Limited since the 1960s. James Fairfax wants the property to be preserved for the enjoyment of future generations. So he's donated it to the National Trust. And he's also donated millions of dollars to help maintain and conserve the 33-hectare property. What a beautiful gift to all of us. The donation of the property and the money is the largest gift to the New South Wales Division of the National Trust of Australia. And Brian Scarsbrick is the CEO of the New South Wales Division of the National Trust. Brian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Tell me the reaction when Mr. Fairfax said, look, I've got a $20 million property to give you.
Well, we had to pinch ourselves a few times, but, we're just very, very happy with the idea that he's gifted this to the Trust for us to allow the Australians and overseas people to see a wonderful heritage property. The property's been valued around $20 million, and he's given us a multi-million dollar, endowment to ensure that we keep it in a pristine condition.
So this is 90 minutes from Sydney in Bowral, on the outskirts of Bowral. It is a mansion, four cottages, stables, horse facilities. It's played host to members of the British and European royal families.
Absolutely, and it is a beautiful property, and it's in a beautiful area. The Southern Highlands, of course, is fairly close to Sydney, and we've already had four properties there, and this makes the fifth property now. We've got a heritage trail that, look, it's a bus trip, really, from Sydney up to the last one is Cooma Cottage at Yass, and then go back, that you go on the old Hume Highway, have a look at these heritage properties. We start off with the wonderful James Fairfax property there in Bowral, Redford Park. Then we go to the Harper's Mansion in Berrima, then to Golden Vale at Sutton Forest, and down to Riversdale at Goulburn, and Cooma Cottage at Yass. It's a wonderful heritage trail. This will attract a lot of people from locally and overseas. There's no doubt about it. It's a bit like the Route 66 in America. It's a wonderful attraction.
So it's been gifted to the National Trust. The National Trust is the new owner of the property, but the National Trust has leased it back to James Fairfax for the duration of his lifetime.
That's right. He's providing maintenance for it up until then, and, of course, our endowment will carry that maintenance on. It's been invested into the foundation, our Heritage Foundation, and be able to keep that property in good order so that people can see the wonderful Victorian architecture of Redford Park.
And fueling that effort to maintain the house and the property, 90 hectares on the eastern and western sides, is being developed for new homes. So that will pump a lot of money into upkeep and the maintenance of the property.
Absolutely. And it's very sensitively screened, the subdivision, so you cannot see it from the property itself. It's on 33 acres for a start. That's 33 hectares of beautiful pasture land, and of course they've got wonderful stables there and a number of cottages. It's a really wonderful gift, and we really appreciate it. James Fairfax is a wonderful patron.
Well, congratulations to the National Trust, and thank you on behalf of all Australians to James Fairfax. Nice to talk to you, Brian.
Thank you, Ben.
Brian Scarsbrick, the CEO of the New South Wales Division of the National Trust Australia. What a beautiful gift to give to the rest of us. So proud of this home that he thought, well, I want it to live on and I want it to be shared with future generations. And as Brian said he had to pinch himself when he first got that phone call saying we're handing over a $20 million property. And I love the condition of the sale where James Fairfax said, look, the only catch is, do you mind if I live in it? So he's gone from being owner to tenant.